Welcome back to State Mutual Stadium. West Virginia took one home 8-2, scoring 7 runs in the final 2 frames to get the victory. That's not all that happened in the South Atlantic League today, though. There was plenty of other action and some things that affected West Virginia's playoff run. West Virginia ended up taking home the win. Meanwhile, Kannapolis was postponed in Lexington. Kannapolis was 3.5 games in front of West Virginia entering today, meaning now West Virginia is just 3 games out of that wild card spot in the Northern Division for the best overall record minus Lakewood. It's the top of the ninth in Columbia. Delmarva leads 7-1 over the Fireflies. Delmarva scored 4 in the 8th off of an Encarnacion home run, his 11th of the year. And they're just trying to shut down Columbia for one final frame to close it out. Greenville's trailing 3-1 to the Augusta Green Jackets. Campana hit his 16th homer of the year. It's the top of the 7th currently. In the top of the 9th in Charleston, the River Dogs are knotted up with the Hagerstown Suns tied at 3. Hagerstown scored 1 in the top of the 8th to tie the game. It's the bottom of the 6th in Greensboro, North Carolina, and the Asheville Tourists are visiting. They have a 5-4 lead. The 5th inning's been electric so far. Asheville scored 1 to start off the inning. Meanwhile, Greensboro scored 2. Asheville had Marcelino hit his 21st homer of the year. Meanwhile, Rivero and Soto hit their 12th and 9th respectively for Greensboro. It's the top of the 7th between the Lakewood Blue Claws and Hickory Crawdads, and Lakewood finally scored 1 run in the top of the 5th. That's the only run to score so far. It's 1-0 in a classic Blue Claws game. Their ERA remains the lowest in all of the South Atlantic League. Now we're going to move to the Pirates affiliation system, starting with AAA. The Pawtucket Red Sox are trailing 1-2 to the Indianapolis Indians. Chase Brubaker's on the mound once again. He surrendered his first run in the top of the 7th. The Erie Seawolves and the Altoona Curve are in a doubleheader. It's the bottom of the 6th. Erie's leading 2-0 over Altoona. That's in Game 2. Altoona took Game 1 6-4 behind a strong start from Luis Escobar. He's now 3-0 with a 5.33 ERA and 5 runs in the first inning. Matt Eckelman received his 7th save of the year. That's one of the top marks in all of the Pirates' affiliation system. In Class Advanced Day, Bradenton is trailing in the top of the 9th to Tampa. The Tarpons just added one more. They lead 5-2. The Black Bears are at home hosting Mahoning Valley. They lead 4-2 behind a 3-run 4th inning. It's the top of the 6th currently. It's the bottom of the 7th in Bristol. They're taking down the Greenville Reds. They tallied 1 in the 2nd and 1 in the 4th. They lead 2-0. The GCL Pirates and GCL Yankees West were suspended after 3 games. It's still 0-0 there. Now it's time to take a look around the DSL. The DSL Pirates 2 won 7-6 over the DSL Giants. The Giants took the lead with 3 runs in the top of the 8th, but the Pirates answered right back with a 3-run bottom of the frame. Peralta got the win. He's now 3-2 with a 6.0 ERA, and Santos locked down the save. The DSL Pirates 1 ended up blanking the DSL Indians. 3-0 was the final score. Del Rosario earned his first save, and Reyes came out, winning his 5th game of the year. He's now 5-1 with a 3.74 ERA. Now finally for the Major League scoreboard. The Minnesota Twins won 4-1 over the Detroit Tigers. Arizona is tied 2-2. It's the bottom of the 5th in that one. The Phillies just started off against San Diego, and it didn't take long. They lead 2-0. The Major League affiliate of the Pirates is going to start at 9:05. They're in San Francisco playing a West Coast game. The Nationals took care of the Cubs earlier, winning 9-4. Boston blanked Baltimore 5-0, and the Yankees won 5-3 over Texas. The final completed game in Major League Baseball came between Tampa Bay and Toronto. 3-1 was the final score. We're going to talk about what's happening for the rest of this Rome series, as well as what's happening when West Virginia comes home right after this break on the Power Baseball Network.